listening to the National Radio Club's DX audio service for July 1987. Hello, I'm Fred Volbe. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, the 1987 National Radio Club Convention is getting closer, and it will be held September the 4th to the 7th in Lima, Ohio. And it will be held at the Milano Inn, located in downtown Lima. The Milano Inn is located at 418 West Market Street, and they have blocked 40 rooms for the convention. Those traveling in by car should request directions if you need the information. The convention fee is $28 for members and $20 for the second member of the family. Separate plans are in the works for the wives so that there is something to do. The fees cover an all-you-can-eat dinner buffet on Saturday night consisting of two meats, salad bar, hot side, vegetable and dessert, and an all-you-can-eat Sunday morning breakfast consisting of fresh fruit, scrambled eggs, two meat choices, juice, rolls, and toast. During the Saturday night dinner, the hotel will provide a cash bar for those interested. Fees also include the beer, pop, and munchies for the weekend. The convention fee must be paid before the convention. Checks should be made payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and sent to Fred Volbe at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. The address is 706 McKenzie, McKenzie, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. The room rates at the Milano Inn are $32 for a single room with one person, $37 for a single room with two people, $40 for a double with two people, $45 for a double with three people, $50 for a double with four people, $35 for a king size with one person, $40 for a king size with two people, and $56 for a master suite for one or two people. Persons attending the convention should make arrangements directly with the Milano Inn for their rooms, and also make arrangements with the inn if they'll be sharing rooms with other people in attendance. The Milano Inn's telephone number is area code 419-228-2525. Be sure to indicate to them that you are attending the National Radio Club Convention. You will be required to give a credit card number or pay in advance to hold a room. The cutoff date for the prearranged rooms is August the 10th. The convention committee will not take room reservations. During the convention, there will be tours of local broadcast facilities, and several members will be on a local TV noon talk show to talk about the National Radio Club. As with past conventions, the club will also have its own radio station on the air, WNRC, with news and information concerning the convention. Members should listen to WNRC for clues on the NRC quiz and for listings of what will be on the NRC auction. I also understand that WNRC will have some of the top air talent in the nation on during the convention. If you are traveling by car from the north or south, you will want to take I-75. If you are coming over from Fort Wayne, take I-30 to Route 309. From Columbus, the best way to come up is to take Route 33 up to Marysville, then take 33 to Wapakoneta, then north to I-75. For those of you which will be coming from the northeast side of Ohio, take 71 south to 30 west. From the southeast part of the state, take 70 over to Columbus, then follow the 270 bypass to the north side of Columbus, 233, take 33 north to Wapak. Amtrak has a station here in Lima. If you decide to take Amtrak, please let us know so that we can make arrangements to have someone pick you up at the train station. However, the Amtrak station is just about 3 minutes away from the motel. As far as air travel goes, the airport which you will want to come in on is Dayton International Airport in Dayton, Ohio, or actually Vandalia, Ohio. That airport seems to have the best accommodations for getting into Lima, and also at the last check we found that Piedmont Airlines had the best rate for air travel into this part of the country. However, be sure to check several travel agencies, compare prices, and see exactly who gives you the best fare and best accommodations for your money. We've had several members inquire about having them picked up at the airport and bringing them to the convention. Unfortunately, with so many members coming to the convention at the present time, we're unable to provide individual taxi service to every member that comes into Dayton International Airport. What we can do is provide you some travel if you're coming in on Thursday night and leaving on Monday or Tuesday morning. We will have several members coming in and taking cars and coming back to the convention. Therefore, you'll be able to catch a ride in that respect. However, if you are coming into Dayton International Airport, you might want to make arrangements as far as either just taking a taxi up to Lima or the possibility of looking at bus service between Lima and Dayton International Airport. If we get enough members coming into Dayton International Airport at one particular time, we can have the option of running one of the airport shuttles, which only costs $25 to make the round trip between the airport and Lima. At the present time, though, we haven't made those arrangements because we just don't have enough members coming in at one particular time. From Mike Ninder at National Radio Club headquarters up in Cambridge, Wisconsin, he's asked me to ask you to help promote the DX audio service. The reason for this promotion is, just recently, we've been getting a lot of telephone calls and letters from people asking why the DX audio service has folded. This is kind of interesting to us, seeing that every member has been getting cassettes. We have no intention of folding, and financially, the DX audio service and the National Radio Club couldn't be better. So, why are we folding? Be honest with you, we just don't have that answer. Apparently, these are rumors started by someone else, either another reading service or another magazine or several individuals, but they're not true. If you happen to know how that rumor got started or know from whom the rumor got started, we'd appreciate finding out exactly who it is that's saying that we're doing that, but we're not. The DX Audio Service will be around for a long time as long as there's members like you which appreciate the service and value the information which we provide. Speaking of public relations, if you happen to write to some of the mailbag programs and some of the DX programs that are on shortwave, we'd appreciate it if you would just kindly say some words about the National Radio Club's DX audio service. It seems that often a lot of the members which we pick up here at the audio service either hear about the service from other people or via these programs. There doesn't seem to be any particular reading service which caters to listeners, per se, of radio. Therefore, if you can just pass the word a little bit more, we can get more members to the National Radio Club's DX audio service. And speaking of DX programs, we still need an editor to be able to go through and verify this information on DX programs heard on the shortwave dial. In talking with Bob Walker, who is now the editor-in-chief of the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts and the editor of their DX program list, we need someone who has the time to be able to go through the list of programs which we have and just spot check just to see if those are accurate. All it requires is a shortwave radio and a couple hours out of the month just to be able to listen. And you don't have to listen to the entire program. Just see if that program is on at the time stated. The program list will be sent to you either in written form or I'll read it off on cassette to you. But we desperately need an editor to be able to confirm this information for our DX radio programs list. If you have any questions, please write to me here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service or contact Bob Walker up at the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts. Their postal address is Post Office Box 311, Wixom, W-I-X-O-M, Michigan, 48096-0311. Also, Bob told me to pass along some information on some upcoming events of interest in southeastern Michigan, so if you live in the area, you might want to look into some of these things, as well as some out-of-town items, which are very important. First of all, on July the 11th, on Saturday afternoon, the Henry Ford Community College Radio Club Swap and Shop will be held from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's located at the college. For information, you can call area code 313-386-1980 or area code 313-582-5592. On July the 16th through the 19th, which is Thursday through Sunday, the ANR Convention will be held, the 1987 annual convention of the Association of North American Radio Clubs will be held in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, from Thursday evening, July the 16th through Sunday, July the 19th. Registration forms and complete information is available from the following: ANRCON 87, Post Office Box 232, Station Z, that's Z as in zebra, Toronto, Ontario, M5N 2Z4, and that's, of course, Canada. Anarchon 87. Please include two Canadian or United States postage stamps to cover the cost of mailing the information back to you. On August the 8th, which is a Saturday, the All Ohio Scanner Club's third annual summer meeting and picnic will be held. All members are encouraged to attend the All Ohio Scanner Club. If you are interested in VHF or UHF, or just scanners in particular, the club is founded in the Ohio area, but has members throughout the United States and Canada. Details are available for sending a self-addressed stamped envelope to the AOSC, the All Ohio Scanner Club, Post Office Box 2496, Springfield, Ohio, 45501. And be sure to tell them that you heard about this on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. Don't forget, September 4th through the 7th will be the National Radio Club Convention here in Lima, held at the Milano Inn, Milano Club in downtown Lima. The convention is of medium-wave radio enthusiasts, and the details are available in writing for two Mint U.S. stamps to us here at the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, 706 Mackenzie Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. And if you're up in the Detroit area on November the 8th, which is a Sunday, the Oak Park Amateur Radio Club Swap and Shop will be held from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $4 and can be purchased or information inquiries to the Oak Park Amateur Radio Club Swap and Shop, 303 South Vermont Avenue, Oak Park, Michigan, 48067. And the swap shop is held at the Southfield Convention Center on Evergreen Road between 10 and 11 Mile Roads. And that's some of the information available to us here at the DX Audio Service. If you have any notes of interest which you'd like to pass along to the membership of the DX Audio Service, be sure to drop them to us in writing. And please, of course, either type the information or write very clearly so we don't get any of the information wrong. That information has to be sent to us at least a month and a half before the scheduling of the event. Remember that we do go to press on the different issues of the DX Audio Service on the 15th through the 20th of the previous month's edition. So we have to have that information into us at least a month and a half before the event happens. And with that, let's turn the page from the front page to, as Paul Harvey would say, page two, with Jerry Starr, and look at the AM Switch column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr again with another edition of AM Switch for the DX Audio Services from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Just one edition because we're on our summer publication schedule, and it's a long one, so let's get started with a lot of call letter changes. On 590, new station in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee will be WWLX. 680, two new stations. Newburgh, Kentucky becomes WDDE. East Helena, Montana becomes KBHG. On 690, WJAX, Jacksonville, Florida goes back to a call that lived on 690 for many, many years down there, WAPE. On 760, KMBD, Thornton, Colorado, becomes KJIM. 910, WXAM, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, changes to WQXY. On 920, KDXX, El Paso, Texas, changes to KBNA. On 980, WWHR, Pompano Beach, Florida, changes to WWNN. Another long-standing call goes down the chute on 1000 WCFL. It's had that call since the 20s in Chicago, Illinois. Becomes WLUP as they begin to simulcast their new owner, WLUP-FM. On 1020, KBCQ, Roswell, New Mexico, becomes KCKN. On 1050, another old call, a three-letter call, is gone. WHN, New York City, changes to WFAN, along with their new all-sports format. On 1110, WFBM Noblesville, Indiana becomes WYIC. 1120, new station in Desden, Florida will be WWOU. 1130, WCBX Eden, North Carolina changes to WWMO. 1150, WQMR Skowhegan, Maine becomes WSKW. That station, by the way, is soon to move to 1160. On 1170, KKZX Davenport, Iowa changes back to a previous call, KSTT. 1180, WFKB, Florence, Kentucky, becomes WMLX. Two new stations on 1200, Pismo Beach, California, will be KRDE, and Soquel, California, will be KOQI. 1230 KLES Joplin, Missouri changes to KSSC. On 1240 KMCL McCall, Idaho becomes KZID. Two changes on 1270 WORL Eatonville, Florida will be WPRD, and WHRP Portland, Tennessee will be WLGM. 1450 WXCM Jackson, Michigan becomes WIBM. 1470 WWHY Huntington, West Virginia changes to WHRD. 1510 KOSC in Marshville, Missouri will be KMRF. And on 1600 WUNI in Wheeling, West Virginia changes to WZMM. A number of applications for new stations once again this edition. People keep saying the AM band is dead, but people keep applying for new stations on it right and left. New applications are for 640 in Brooklyn District, Virginia, 940 Columbia, South Carolina, on 1100 Las Vegas, Nevada, 1120 Marmora, New Jersey, on 1200 Powdersville, South Carolina, and Chuckatuck, Virginia. That's the second application for Chuckatuck. On 1210 in Lockhart, Texas, 1250 Smithfield, New Jersey, 1470 Greensboro, North Carolina. That's an application to fill the facility vacated by WBIG when they went silent. On 1590 in Salem, Virginia, and on 1600 in Burlington, New Jersey. A half dozen new stations have been granted. These are grants for new stations. A couple have already received call letters, which we mentioned previously. 590 Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, 750 watts daytime. 680 East Helena, Montana, 5,000 watts daytime. 1120 Hobson City, Alabama, 500 day. 1140 Concord, New Hampshire, 10,000 watts day. 1160 Woodville, Florida, 5,000 day, 250 night. And on 1290, Garrisonville, Virginia gets a new station, 550 watts daytime only. Looking at highlights through applications from existing stations, on 740 WLWI, Montgomery, Alabama, has applied for the second time to raise their Canadian Clear Night Power to 335 watts. On 1190, CHTN, Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, would like to move to 720 kilohertz. That's kind of a shame because CHTN 1190 used to be the easy Prince Edward Island. 720 might not be so easy to pick that one off. They will have 10,000 days, 7,500 night if this is granted. 1230 WBOW, Terre Haute, Indiana, would like to move to 640 kilohertz full-time with 250 watts. 1250 KHOT, Madera, California, wants to become full-time by changing their antenna to U4 and adding 1,000 watts at night. 1360 KZOI, Johnstown, Colorado, wants to go full-time by adding 530 watts at night. 1440 KITA, Little Rock, Arkansas, would like to be full-time by adding 240 watts at night. Some grants to existing facilities. Highlights start on 690, where WVOK in Birmingham, Alabama has been granted a raise in their night power. They had a very low night power granted under the Canadian Clear Agreement. They will now have a permanent night power, 500 watts. They also changed the antenna to U2. The same thing happened on 800 with WSHO in New Orleans, Louisiana. Their Mexican Clear night power is raised to 290 watts. A 970 KBBK Rupert, Idaho will go full-time by adding 500 watts at night. Antenna becomes U2. 1410 KKUL Portland, Oregon changes their city of license to Park Rose, Oregon, and thus becomes full-time by adding a kilowatt at night. Antenna to U2. 1520 WCMG Lawrenceburg, Tennessee will be moving. The new frequency will be 910 kilohertz, 500 watts daytime only. 1550 WRHC Coral Gables, Florida, the station with the directional antenna system right out in the ocean. They have received a grant to move to 1560 kilohertz. And on 1580 WLIM Patchogue, New York also gets a raise in their Canadian Clear Night Power. Their night power will now be 500 watts. And finally, scanning down through the otherness column on 640 WLVJ, Royal Palm Beach, Florida, this new station is on the air with a religious format. On 830 WADU, Narco, Louisiana, a long unbuilt CP, their request for another extension for this construction permit has been denied. On 1060 KHJK, Lockhart, Texas, this station is silent. On 1110 CHPR, Hawkesbury, Ontario, this station is expected to go silent as soon as their FM raises their night power, which leaves only two Canadian daytimers, CJMR 1190 and CKOT 1510. On 1150, The application by KEZX to put synchronous transmitters in both Everett and Tacoma, Washington, that application has been dismissed. On 1180 KKAR in Bellevue, Nebraska, this new station is now on the air with a news talk format. On 1200 WGDL, Lares, Puerto Rico, another new station on the air. 1230 KRDR, Gresham, Oregon, this station is silent. 1240 CJWA in Wawa, Ontario, formerly a mix of local programming during the day and a relay of CKCY at night, this station will now relay CJQM-FM 100%. 1250 KHOG, Fayetteville, Arkansas, this former silent station is now back on the air with a religious format. 1340 KCEM, Aztec, New Mexico, their request to relocate to Kirtland, New Mexico, and also change frequencies has been dismissed. 1370 KTPA, Prescott, Arkansas. I always get those two confused. That's KTPA, Prescott, Arkansas. This station is now silent. 1390 KHOB, Hobbs, New Mexico. Station is silent. 1400 KXGF, Great Falls, Montana. This station had been silent under its old call of KYOT. It is now back on the air with a standards format. On 1550 WGAB, Bloomfield, Connecticut, after spending several years building a very expensive directional antenna system to go full-time, has operated full-time for less than a year and has now gone silent. And on 1550 KEDD, Dodge City, Kansas, this station is also silent. 1560 WCDN, Chardon, Ohio, this station was silent. They are now back on the air with a relay of their co-owned station in Painesville, Ohio, WBKC, on 1460. This could be a little confusing if you don't have an up-to-date log, because WBKC used to be the call in Chardon on 1560. And that'll about wrap it up for this edition of the AM Switch. I'm Jerry Starr for the DX Audio Service, right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. I'll see you again next month. And, of course, make your plans. Like to see a lot of you in Lima, Ohio. We'll be there. Hope you will be, too. Labor Day weekend for the National Radio Club 87 convention. Now, once again, here is Fred.
All Hit Radio, WNRC, Lima. Just a sample of some of the material that we're putting together for the 1987 National Radio Club Convention's radio station, WNRC. We'll have it on the air during the convention to entertain members of the National Radio Club and DX Audio Service. The transmitter is a 6-watt AM transmitter, and the principle used to be able to receive the station is called carrier current transmission. This type of transmission is very unknown to a lot of people, because we're all just used to just turning on a radio and being able to pick up signals out of the air. With carrier current transmission, the signal is picked up out of the power lines of the structure where the transmitter is mounted, thus the term carrier current. Anyways, it will be on the air during the 1987 National Radio Club Convention. We're working on it right now and just got done completing some of the major engineering feats of putting the whole thing together. Should be very interesting. Be sure to keep your dial set to the AM dial for WNRC. And here's John Bowker with a look at the travel log. John?
Well, thanks very much, Fred. I'm delighted to be back with you once again here on the DX Audio Service. Hi, everybody. We have three very packed frequencies to bring you on this particular edition of the travel log. We're going to start at 970 on the dial and go up through 980 and 990, and then we'll look at the clock and see if there's any tape left, or if Fred will let us go on. But I have a hunch those three frequencies are going to be plenty for this time. Why don't we cut the chatter and go right into the tape of 970 kilohertz station break tapes. These are air checks, of course, that we have here in the DX Audio Service, taken right off the air from these stations.
Your chance to register to win the prize of the day in the 12 days of Christmas is coming up next hour here on Wave 970 WAVG Louisville. NBC News. Good morning. I'm Gary Nahn.
KAKC. 7 o'clock on the Lee Bailey Show. It's 7:05. This is Lee Bailey on Tulsa's KAKC with the sounds of sunshine.
Coming up next, The Pat Boone Show. You're listening to WWDJ Hackensack, New York's Christian music and teaching station, at 9:70 a.m. Good afternoon. Our time is 3 o'clock.
Yeah. a minute after 4 here at 970 AM. WWDJ Hackensack, a station of Communicom, Corporation of America.
Your filling station, keeping your life in tune with you. WWDJ.
WAMD Aberdeen.
You're on the air on Talk Back weekday mornings on WFUN Ashtabula. It's 1 o'clock. Here's Linda Fee with 97 News.
Thank you, Nancy. The tax abatement program no longer exists in Ashtabula.
7 o'clock with Brent Alberts at WIIN Atlanta.
70 degrees at WWSW Pittsburgh. This is Bill Howell, Double Country News.
WPSO. We'll be back in 5.
WPSO, Southbridge.
Good evening. 34 degrees, raining outside our studios. I'm George Menard, WESO News.
WTKN, Pittsburgh.
Talk radio, WTKN, Pittsburgh.
This is KVIM, Coachella.
La Potente del Sur de California. Música, entrevistas, eco de la comunidad hispana. Con usted en el 970.
Let's call Hotshot, Dan Siegel. Title tune of the album on KNOK AM 970 Fort Worth at 7 o'clock.
97 WFLA, Tampa, St. Petersburg. Listen as the Rowdies face San Jose tonight at 10:40. AccuWeather says patchy cloudiness tonight with a thundershower or two around. NBC News is next on 97 WFLA, the news authority for Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater. It's 6 o'clock.
NBC News. I'm Ann Taylor.
The news is next back at 10:35 with Jeno Alma Mine from Radio 97, WVLF Belfont. Now it's 10:30 on a Wednesday morning.
You're in tune to Radio 970, WKHM AM and FM in Jackson, Michigan. Good morning. Currently 68 in the city. Barb Smith with the 970 News Summary.
I'm Randy Rosen. Have a great night. So long, everybody. You're listening to WEBR Radio in Buffalo. It is just about 8 o'clock in Western New York. Good night, everyone.
WUPY, WMQT, Ishpeming, 6 o'clock p.m., and music from Rick Springfield.
Well, okay, that was kind of fun for 970 kilohertz. And the spread in time of those, the WWSW break was recorded in 1971. Let me just look. Oh, the WAMD in Aberdeen, Maryland, station ID, that was kind of the more disappointing, most disappointing of any of them. So abrupt. That was recorded in December 1970. And why I didn't keep more of it, I don't know. The one from Coachella in California was recorded June 2nd, 1987. So this is a live, ongoing hobby, I would say. And we'll have a similar story for you after the 980 tape on the DX Audio Service.
Marty Brandon, classic hits, WTIY. Troy Albany, Schenectady.
Listening to 98 Gold, WBSS, Pompano Beach, Fort Lauderdale.
Two lawyers in the Ed Meese case changed their mind. UPI News, I'm Ron Amadon.
WCAP.
This is WONE Dayton News.
Thank you much, man. This is WAAA, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
This is a CKGM News break to 12 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Richard Deschanel. Speaking in Montreal today, Liberal leader John...
CKGM is Montreal!
The station of the stars. WRC, Washington. It's 11 o'clock.
A gray day in store for the Washington area today, and cool as well. Temperatures around the 60-degree mark. I'm Jack Sheehan.
I'm Bob Howard. This is KFWB Los Angeles, where the news watch never stops. Group W, a Westinghouse House broadcasting station serving Southern California in stereo. KFWB News Time, 7 o'clock.
This is KFWB, All News 98. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
60 degrees and mostly cloudy in Los Angeles.
KMBC.
A grand hour a show till we give away the dough on the Cash One, KMBZ, Kansas City, Missouri.
KMBZ.
Instant music on the Mike Murphy Show.
Transcribed, WMEK, Chase City, Virginia, your ABC voice, serving South Central Virginia and Northern North Carolina from studios in downtown Chase City.
We're searching for sunshine, we're looking for a friendly place, a silver lining, a happy face, a little grin in that open space, and a chance to say, have a happy day.
This is WSUB, Happy Day Radio in Groton. The time is 1:30, time for news in brief. This is WSUB News in Brief. Senator Edmund Muskie of Maine has decided to join other Democratic presidential contenders and discuss.
3 o'clock, WRC Washington. Jim Elliott here with the latest, if not the greatest, from our wonderful news department.
WRC.
Friends, Washingtonians, groupies, lend me your ears. I've come to play the hits, not to praise them. The Grace Bear's here, ready to begin the begin.
Johnny Cash and A Thing Called Love on the radio station where your friends are, 98 Country, W-O-N-E, Dayton, 45 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Right now, the lakeshore, 53 degrees.
W-C-U-B, 98 Country, Manitowoc.
Hello, boy, 7 o'clock, W-I-L-K, Wilkes-Barre, the Northeast Music Authority.
W-I-L-K, AM 98.
This is WVCD Hazleton, the beautiful 98.
Request line tonight, 7 till 9.
W-I-T-Y, Gendale, slow down, relax, with W-S-I-X.
Well, that's 980, and that's kind of a full tape right there, as a matter of fact. There were a number of comments, though, I'd like to make. Before we just pass it by. First of all, there was a comment that Fred made last month, as a matter of fact, saying that anybody who is presently engaged in radio broadcasting ought to put together sort of an audition tape, and we'd use it on the DX audio service. And Fred, I think that's a great idea, so please count me in. As a matter of fact, from time to time, I send Fred a personal cassette, and once or twice I have included a couple of things that I've run across that I've done on the air. So we'll put something more formal together and look forward to doing that sometime during the fall, perhaps. But the reason I bring it up at this point is that on the Kansas City ID, the KNBZ break, I love hearing them cue up records right on the air. Did you notice that? If you didn't, just go back. It's the third of the segments of KNBZ where they say something like a program coming up now, and you hear zup, zup in the background, and that's a fellow cueing a record on the air. Let's see now, the WRC and then WWRC breaks. I have a WRC break here somewhere in the studio that goes back to 1970, and that was all news all the time, but the one you just heard was 1972, and then they went back to all news in 1976 with the News and Information Service, and then they went to rock, and Lord knows, now they're all talk in Washington, WWRC. And I take particular pride in that because the WWRC call sign that they use now was one that I had personally applied to the FCC and obtained for Ryder College. Any of you who have old logbooks will find that's an FM station at Ryder College in Trenton, New Jersey. Actually, Lawrenceville, New Jersey. And when NBC wanted to get the WWRC call for its station in Washington, it came to me, which was kind of funny because, see, I worked for RCA and NBC at that time. So they had to come to one of their own employees to negotiate to get the call sign. I won't tell you how it came out except to say I gave in. I figured. But anyway, let's see now. Just thinking back on that tape for a second, if you had any trouble with the first few IDs on 980, they were WTRY, WVSS, WCAP, and then WTRY again. That second WTRY one did not sound terribly clean in my earphones. Let's go on with the 990 tape on today's travelogue.
We're celebrating Hank Williams Jr.'s 33rd birthday with hits by Bo Cephas all day long tomorrow on WHOO, Orlando.
From ABC News, I'm Don Fisher. Philadelphia. This is Frank Kingston Smith, Jr. In the next 55 minutes, you'll hear 47 minutes of Whippets music.
If you can't phone us, you can write us. Write down the articles and merchandise you have, send it to Tradio, care of WNTY Radio, Post Office Box 990, Southington, Connecticut, 06489.
Dicker with Charlie today at Summit Machinery Company, South Center Avenue in Somerset.
Each weekday at this time, WVSC presents Rural Report.
Yes, I do want to be in that holy number. Full gospel radio from Memphis, KWAM, 990 on your dial. The time now is 3 o'clock. And bodily transcription, here is that man of the hour. Tonight is your last night. I don't know about you, but I'll be there tonight. Tonight, the big gospel tent will come down after tonight.
This is WLKW, AM and FM in Providence.
WTIG, Massillon.
Tigers to kick off again for the third time in this opening.
This is Radio 99, KKIS in Pittsburgh. It's 3 minutes past.
Muncie, I'm George Abel.
It's 12 o'clock at Indiana's favorite music station.
WPRK, Muncie.
Uh-oh, time for news. That's the time we got at hand right now. Thank you very much, eh?
Good enough,
Jeff. WNNR AM 99 in New Orleans, the talk of the town. This is Feedback with yours truly, Gus Lewis and Reg Henry.
Philadelphia's light is 990 AM, WZZD, Philadelphia.
Well, that's quite a few IDs here on the DX Audio Service for the month of July 1987. We hope you've enjoyed them. And next month, we'll have a nice, clean start with the four-digit numbers. We'll start at 1,000 on the dial for all the stations in the country that use the slogan, One Grand Station. I only ever heard of one that did. That was in Scranton, Pennsylvania, but that's okay. Let's see. So many people have contributed to the DX Audio Service and the travelogue that I simply want to thank all of you and encourage more to contribute any IDs, clean IDs on cassettes that they may have that they're simply not hearing here on the travelogue each month as we go through it. And then when we go through it a second time, we'll have a lot more and do a lot better. As a matter of fact, we've added over 30 stations now between 540 and 750 on the dial since the first time we went through it. So you can see that it's a growing and living hobby. I'll say no more for this month, but look forward to being with you next month and encourage everybody to come to the convention in Lima, because if I don't say it, Fred will. As a matter of fact, Fred will say it anyway. Right, Fred?
That's right, John, and I hope to see you at the 1987 National Radio Club Convention. Perhaps we can even talk John into doing a newscast on WNRC. AM, let's see, what is our frequency? We'll tell you about that a little bit later. Anyways, interesting article in Radio World magazine written by Alex Zastovich entitled Synchronous AMs Face Snags. From Washington, D.C., two AM radio stations, KROL in Laughlin, Nevada, and KKOB Albuquerque, New Mexico, which have been granted experimental licenses for synchronous transmission projects, have been yet unsuccessful in completing synchronizing their main broadcast transmitters with their remote sites. However, a spokesperson for Harris Broadcast Division, which supplied the equipment for both stations, noted that the problems are simply part of the experimental process. The stations are two of a handful of AM broadcasters which have filed for or received experimental licenses to use synchronous transmission to improve their coverage area. Synchronous systems, which are already in operation in Europe, have been gaining increased attention at the FCC. The commission in January listed an inquiry into benefits of synchronous transmission as one of its top priority agenda items and plans to investigate the system's technical operating standards. However, problems in synchronizing the equipment have snarled the FCC's inquiry. On May 5th, the Commission announced an extension of time for filing comments on the synchronous docket, MM87-6, due in part to lack of data from radio station KROL. KROL is not the only AM station with synchronous transmitter woes. KKOB Assistant Chief Engineer Mike Krieger said the Albuquerque station was also experiencing difficulty synchronizing its primary transmitter with the second site at KVSF AM some 60 miles away in Santa Fe. The station is having some unspecific problems with the black box, which synchronizes the two transmitters, Krieger commented. The problems were further complicated, he said, by KKOB's difficulty in getting a signal past Sanita Crest, an antenna farm approximately 15 miles east of the station. The Harris synchronizing equipment was not stable enough to lock up properly, Krieger maintained, although he would not speculate as to the cause. Harris Director of Advanced Development, Robert Weir, acknowledged that the two stations were having difficulty synchronizing their transmissions, but noted that the problems are each part of the learning process. In each case, Weir explained, Harris is trying to go beyond the 0.1 Hz synchronization criteria set by the FCC to full locking, differentiating only by phase. Circumstances at the stations, however, have made such synchronizing difficult. KROL has a series of STLs to connect the transmitters, he said. The hops result in less than desirable signal-to-noise ratio, he maintained. In the case of KKOB, which also uses STL connections, the two transmitters could be locked, but produce too much FM noise, Weir said. The units were brought back to Harris, where they were modified and returned, he noted. The transmitters are running on some very accurate oscillators, and like KROLs, are operating within FCC specifications. For additional information, contact Gordy Esalem at area code 702-298-2989, Mike Krieger at area code 505-243-4411, or Robert Weir, at Harris Corporation, area code 217-222-8200. The deadline on comments on FCC docket 87-6 regarding synchronous transmitters has been extended to the 7th of July, with replies due by the 6th of August. For more information, contact the FCC's News Media Information Line at area code 202-632-5050. And that's it for this side of the National Radio Club's DX audio service. We'll see you on side two with more news and information and a special report on call signs. All this and more coming up on the second side of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for July 1987.